Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm the pastor here at Hope Orthodox Presbyterian Church, and with Ryan Noah. Ryan, we've got some more books on the table. What are we looking at
today? Yeah, we do. Thanks so much for having me back to discuss some oldies but goodies and other rare copies, some signed ones.
Foreign language stuff.
Well, we just have one this time. I only brought in one so we wouldn't have to mispronounce too much Dutch. The good thing about all these books, aside from the fact that they're interesting, is that none of them have appeared yet in the store. So
this is the first time.
First time we're seeing any of these in the store for, 90% of them.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some that someone's interested in. But let's get into it.
Sure.
Why don't we start where we love to start with Van Til.
Yeah. Oh!
We got a first edition of his New Modernism.
Yeah.
So that's his attack against crisis theology.
This belonged to Dr. J. Harold Ellens.
Yeah, there's a number of books that I've gotten from him or from his library lately.
This is like brand new.
Yeah. It seems unread. You know how you pick up a book and you say, I don't think anyone read this. I don't think anyone read that one. So there's some shelfware on it. The gilt lettering's a little bit faded on the side, but... That's about as clean of a copy as I've ever seen. So.
I've never seen one this clean. This is amazing. Wow. Yeah, the only thing about this is it has a little inscription. Imprint. If you're watching the video, you can see that. Well, you can see me pointing to it.
Yeah, there's another one on the Christianity and Bardianism, too, from the same guy.
No, it's beautiful. But this is like a brand, effectively a brand new copy. I mean, and this was published in...
That's 1946.
Yeah. Wow.
And then they did a second edition in 47, which is rare as well.
Very good.
But that one's that's a great volume.
Uh-huh.
Here we have his second attack against Bart, 1962 Christianity and Bardianism.
With jacket.
With the jacket. There's a couple tears on it, but again, that appears unread. I mean, the pages are clean and crisp. Also hard to find.
Well, that's weird. Yeah, you're right. He imprinted the jacket as well as the first page.
Yeah. Now, he actually edited a journal on Christianity and psychology and was big in the Society for a Biblical Literature. So some might know that name, J. Harold Ellens. I wasn't familiar previously, but...
Those are clean, very, very nice copies. Maybe Jim Cassidy wants those.
Yeah, maybe.
Check the store, Jim.
Yeah, well... You can maybe email, too. Here we have Van Til's Introduction to Systematic Theology. This is a 1966 reprint. This is super clean as well. It's completely unmarked. There's one erasure on the title page. Otherwise, it's unmarked. And that syllabus appears almost in the final form.
Of what we have in the published edition?
Yeah. It's 262 pages, just like... the early 1970s edition from which the second edition.
Right. For the people listening, this is one of those comb-bound editions. So they used to print these, and he'd mail them all over the place, and they used them in class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that plastic comb binding, and it's not typeset, but it's a typewriter, and then photocopied or whatever. It's not exactly mimeographed, whatever they called that technology back then. These are hard to find, aren't they? Especially in this shape.
Yeah, especially in that shape. A lot of libraries have copies that are old and beat up, but to find a mint one like that is increasingly difficult.
Wow, that's amazing.
So we have a bunch more of those that I'm going to drop in the store over the next few months. So stay on the lookout. Why don't we stay with Van Til for a moment? There we go. Rusus J. Rushdoony. This is his first book, 1959, on Van Til, or his first book in general, but it's on Van Til's philosophy. That's a later reprint, but it's inscribed by the author. So
signed, with a little note to the recipient. Yeah, Rusas John Rushdoony, February 20th, 1984. Wow.
So that's a really helpful book. Before there were later interpreters of Van Til, there was Rushdoony, and I was reading in Michael J. McVicker's biography of Rushdoony, and he talked about how Van Til actually co-edited that book with him. So that was a collaborative work, according to Michael J. McVicker. It's
yeah, I liked reading this one. Yeah, yeah. That's definitely worth having.
And it's a collector's item too.
Yeah,
With that signature.
Signing it.
Let's stay with Westminster for a moment. We got Edward J. Young. This is a first edition of his Prophecy of Daniel.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good condition. A little dusty, but that's one to have on the shelf.
His
and
favorite,
to consult
his favorite
regularly.
Publisher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, you're referring to what Davis A. Young told us about in the biography.
In the biography of E.J. Young.
His battles over the Nicot series, yeah, when he was editor.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just how long things took. That's
sure,
all.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think I've seen this before. Wow. I mean, certainly not this one, but right. I don't think I've seen it. I've seen this edition. This is really nice. You had these before? The first time in the store?
That's the first time I believe we've had that one in the store. We might have had a later edition, but first time for the first
really
edition,
nice.
1949. Great commentary, too.
Sure.
Anything by E.J. Young is worth having.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's another one we had in the store, but not with the dust jacket.
Yeah.
And this is the only time I've seen the dust jacket. This is John Murray's classic Redemption, Accomplished and Applied. The only mark on it is the previous owner's name on the first front end page. Otherwise, it's clean.
Yeah, that's really
cool. So hard to find.
I've never seen one of the jacket, even the one in the Westminster Library. It's just the cloth cover.
Right.
Huh.
I'd love to know how many copies they printed of some of these books, because it can't be many.
No, if we had that number, but we also had, some sort of clear depiction of each subsequent edition and what they looked like. That'd
right.
be kind of neat.
That's a PhD waiting to
right,
happen.
This one for Erdmann's, and then there, we have more recent paperback editions.
Sure.
If you want this in hardcover, now you got the jacket, put a nice cover on that.
I think that's the only hardcover version. Someone will correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, but
yeah, could
I think
be.
The first edition is the only hardcover. Why don't we let's stay with Westminster for a moment?
Yeah,
we have a couple interesting ones from Klein. Why don't we go in chronological order? We have Treaty of the Great King.
Wow.
1963. This is the fruit of Klein's work on ancient Near Eastern treaties and Deuteronomy as a legal covenant document. A fabulous study, groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
That one's clean inside. It's the other one that's not.
This one's really clean.
Yeah, that one's clean. And the only damage to it, I'm sure, occurred during the shipping on the front. It kind of got dragged a little bit.
Front cover. But it's not much. It's just a little bit of.
Oh yeah, it's.
Well, for people watching the video, you can see just the front corners have just these little dark marks, of residue on them, and then there's a little bit of pen mark right there. But it's really clean inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost brand new.
Yeah. You know, if that one was issued with the dust jacket.
I don't. I don't know if these Klein books were.
By Oath Consigned was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was.
What did it look like?
It's,
this is
it's,
crazy.
It's blue.
This?
It's a dark blue and then white around the edges. So that's By Oath Consigned.
Yeah, it's amazing you found this.
That's terribly difficult to find.
Oh, this is usually going for several hundred dollars.
Wow.
If you can find one.
Yeah, it goes for a lot.
Wow. This is.
So that's an ex-library copy.
Still, it's in very good shape.
From the late Knox Seminary in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's fairly marked up, but it's a collector's item. Hopefully the seminarians put some good annotations in there. But
it's amazing to me how often you'll find library books written in.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've ever done that. I would never. And then to do it in pen.
Sure,
If you want the book... And it's a good one to have. Then, and these are hard to find.
Right.
This is a nice copy with the red cloth.
Yep.
Woo. Wow. Here's another Klein, right?
Yeah. This is one of those interesting earlier formats of Kingdom Prologue.
Right.
Back in the day when if you wanted a copy, it says contact Meredith Klein at Gordon Conwell. And this is as clean as you can find. There's There's no markings.
It's
beautiful.
Paperback textbook kind of size. Right. Do you find this, like, you know, this kind of size with college textbooks?
Mm-hmm.
Except it's big, but at least readability. Usually when you get a book this size, you'll have two columns.
Mm.
Just
right, right.
Because you can read it. But this is one.
Yeah, you got to move your head like this.
Your head to get from the left of the page to the right of the page.
Right.
You're right. It's and you're not turning pages that frequently. But I've seen these copies. I don't have one, but I've mm-hmm. seen this edition before, which is really quite interesting.
Yeah, that's 1993.
Really?
So I don't know when the first ones.
The Wippenstock came out. Was that the next
edition? There's Wippenstock, and then Two Age Press did an edition of it as well.
Okay.
But I think these predate those ones.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Klein always liked to do his own thing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Very good. Let's move on. We have a book by Johannes G. Voss. This is his A Christian Introduction to Religions of the World, and something he'd know a lot about, having been a missionary over in Manchuria, and he taught there too in a seminary, I believe, mm-hmm. and he served in China as well. But this one, what's special about this is that it's inscribed. You can see two. My cursive reading is not too good, but inscribed by the author.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll pick that up. Yeah, Gene Spear, with warm regards, J.G. Voss, 1974. Now that's Gerhardus Voss's son,
right.
For those who may not know. Wow.
Yeah, that one's unmarked inside. A little bit of spotting on the top closed edge pages, but great collector's item for...
It is.
For Voss fans.
Wow. Yeah, an apologist who'd like to learn more about the world of religions.
Yeah, I mean, he's what's good about this book, I don't know if you've read it, he's thinking with distinctly Christian presuppositions about world religions.
Right.
So it's helpful.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's polemically interacting with folks who take the world of religions, comparative religions approach in the academy. So very helpful book. Let's stay with the Dutch Reform stuff for a moment. I'm gonna give this to you, Camden, and you can give your best Dutch pronunciation. since you have some German, proficiency.
I can pronounce some German, but in Dutch I have no idea. This would be like if I were to pronounce this kind of in German, it would be Beginselein der Psychologie.
And I'm sorry, I probably just offended all of our Dutch listeners by saying that if you speak German, you can pronounce Dutch. So this is Bavinck's.
Heerzene vermeerderde druk bezorgt door heb. I have no idea. That's hilarious.
So
wow.
So this is a clean copy of a second edition, second English edition of Herman Bavinck's Fundamentals of Psychology. And it was revised and expanded by Valentijn Hepp of the Free University of Amsterdam, who succeeded him as the chair of systematic theology. The first edition I'm thinking of something else. But there is no English translation available of this book, as far as I know. The one person who translated it was from Calvin College in 1980s or so. And as far as I know, it hasn't been published. It's just a dissertation. So... For our Dutch readers, that'd be a good one.
Wow, yeah. Or just people who love Bobby.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, I have a few things in Dutch I can't read, but they're on my shelf.
And yeah.
I'll pass on to my progeny when they can read.
Why not?
Yeah. Sticking with old Amsterdam, we have a hard-to-find first English edition from Abraham Kuyper. This is his Encyclopedia of Sacred Theology, its principles.
No kidding. It's got a stamp on the side.
Yeah.
First Methodist Church Library, Collingswood, New Jersey. Now, Glenn Clary used to be a pastor in West Collingswood, Collingswood, New Jersey there. But to find that a Methodist church had a copy of Kuyper, that's pretty neat.
Now, would you guess that it's marked up and it's, there's copious annotations or?
I would guess that was never checked out.
That's exactly what I was trying to get at. And I grew up in the mainline tradition, so I'm Poking a bit of fun there. That's a hard to find book. This is his work really in the vein of theological encyclopedia. So looking at the task and the method and the organization of theology as a science. And this, I believe this was volume two, translated from an original three-volume set in Dutch.
Wow. It's got an introductory note from Warfield.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really, wow, this is a special one. Yeah, that's another great find.
Yeah. And this is translated by J.H. DeVries, who did a number of translations of Kuyper's work, mm-hmm. including this one, the Shadow of Death. And that's the first English edition, 1929, of Kuyper's Meditations for the Deathbed and the Sickbed, he says. He's got a great quote that I wanted to read just from the beginning of his preface that kind of sets the tone for the book. He writes, this is from the preface, "Not yet a prey of death, even not yet appointed to die, but in such a way that death casts already its somber shadow upon you, so it is at the deathbed, so it is at the beginning in every sick room, and therefore against that power of death with every deathbed and in every sick room, the sound of the Prince of Life must go out."
Mm.
So these are some really rich and comforting meditations by Kuyper for the sick, for the dying, and for the one who's ministering to folks there by the Lord's providence.
Wow!
So it's a clean copy too. It's got your favorite, the Brodart protector on there
on the dust jacket.
Yeah, very cool.
Keep that from tearing. Absolutely.
Right. Let's
have to read that.
Yeah, let's go back to, we'll go to Westminster again. Mrs. Machen's posthumously published 1937 Christian View of Man, the first edition. You could see it has the untrimmed pages there, those edges, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. This rough edge or whatever they call that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah. Wow, this is a really nice edition.
Yeah, there's a little McMillan stain on the spine. Otherwise, it's clean.
37.
Yep. So that's a compilation of Machen's radio addresses, mm-hmm. The first part of which was published in The Christian Faith in the Modern World, 1936. So this is stuff on anthropology.
Yeah, and it'd be really clear, really mm-hmm. accessible.
Right.
And Machen is such a wonderful writer. It's a good book.
Absolutely. Wow. This is the magnum opus, though. Christianity and liberalism.
Yeah.
I lied. We have had this in store before. But yeah. This is a great copy. You could see the gilt lettering on there, uh-huh. just shining off. there's a few markings in this, but it's in overall, you know, it's in good condition. More importantly, I mean, it's just a classic of classics.
It is.
I had to reread it with pleasure recently for a class over at Westminster,
mm-hmm.
Cultural Engagement, and it was a great joy to do so, and
1923.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Yeah, if you don't have a copy of this book, you got to get it, and if you love Machen, you don't have an original copy.
Right.
This is the one for you. Great shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking for one inscribed. That'd be my ultimate treasure.
Sure.
Short of trying God and communion with Him.
The kingdom.
Yeah.
There once was a man who, once he found an inscribed first edition of Machen's Christianity and Liberalism, he sold everything
he
had.
That's right. That's
to
right.
obtain the book.
That's right. Yeah.
The book of great price.
For sure. Let's get into old Princeton a bit. This is what Camden's holding, The Way of Life by Charles Hodge. This is an 1869 new edition of it. It's published by the American Sunday School Union, or Union of Sunday Schools. And they basically wanted succinct, clear answers to basic doctrinal questions. What is Scripture? What is man? What's sin? And so Charles Hodge tackled these, seeking to address these doctrines and their relevance for young people in the church.
Yeah.
That was the goal of the book. I haven't read it myself. I leafed through it. This one's got a fair amount of foxing, at least on the first pages.
Yeah.
Some browning overall. But I didn't notice any markings inside the book. The binding is firm.
It's holding together.
So, yeah.
It's Smith sewn. Yeah. Folios and everything. Looks pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah. Old Princeton. The books endure.
Here we go. We'll go Paleo Princeton or super old Princeton. Jonathan Edwards.
Wow.
This one doesn't have a date. It's circa 1850. This is Edwards on revivals. So this would be his both his narrative of the, I forget what it was, the surprising revival of 1735, and then also his just assessment of the Great Awakening. So that one's got a little chip on the spine. Otherwise, there's some foxing first 10 pages or so, mm-hmm. front and back, but the text is clean, it's readable, the binding is firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, overall, sure, pretty good condition for a book that's, 150 years old.
Wow.
And this one might be...
Ooh, last but not
least. It might
be
my favorite of the... this time. This is Charles Hodge's Outlines of Discourses, Doctrinal and Practical. This is his Princeton Sermons, the first edition, 1879.
What?
Yep. And so these are addresses that he would give to students and faculties on Sabbath afternoons at Princeton. It was edited and compiled, I believe, by his son, A.A. Hodge, from what I gathered from the preface. But as you'll see, Camden, these outlines are beefy, right? These are like some of the outlines you'll write for your sermons. They have, there's some full sentences there. These are preachable. You know, you can hop in the pulpit and,
With Charles Hodge's
Princeton sermons.
Wow.
But this is in great condition. I mean, you feel the yeah. weight of this book. It's heavy duty.
It really is. I'm amazed at the paper, because it has this kind of glossy paper,
mm-hmm.
from 1879. I've never seen a book this old like this.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to learn more about
249 sermons, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, and they're organized by topic, largely. I mean, several headings. It looks like there's 10 headings.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wish we had Dr. Strange or a Hodge scholar on with us to tell us a bit more about this
volume. Yeah, we should call him up.
Yeah, that's right. Get him on the horn.
What is this book?
What is it?
Nine.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So all these will be in the store soon?
Oh, you know what? I got one more.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry,
one
more. You know what? And I kept this one in a bag. With some laundry lavender paper, because it is smoky. So that's the one downside to this.
Oh, is it in a fire maybe? Something?
I don't know. It's, maybe it smells like cigarette smoke. So if you're a smoker, this will fit great. It could be, because this is an important book.
It's infused with the glory cloud?
Yeah, this is Samuel Miller's On Ruling Elders.
Wow.
So this is...
This is like a travel edition.
Yeah, it's a small one. There's some water damage to the back, but otherwise it's unmarked. This is the first edition of the revised and expanded work that began as a sermon that he preached in 1809. It was published in 1811 as a sermon.
Yeah.
But then he went back, 20 some years later, in order to produce a more fulsome statement of. And defense of Presbyterian government.
The seed of this entire book was a sermon?
That's right.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
So Samuel Miller, 1832.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's lived a life.
That's right. Yeah. And it can still fit right in your pocket. Yeah, you can take it for a Sabbath afternoon walk. And
yeah. Worse. Wow. There's some surprises in there. Some difficult to find books.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be, probably by the time people listen to this, they'll be all available, right?
LinkedIn, Lord willing.
We'll have them for sale in the store. That's at reformforum.org/store. And you go there and people can log in and you can check out and grab these books and put them in your cart. Didn't add them to your library. Why?
And no, they all ship for free.
Yeah.
Within the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we're always looking to provide new resources that, mm-hmm. that fit right into our niche of mm-hmm. that radical consistency with Scripture. You know, so all these books are designed to spur you on mm-hmm. in your walk with the Lord and mm-hmm. your submission to His Word in all areas mm-hmm. of life. So,
amen. Well, good. Well, we'll promote these. We'll put them up, and if anyone's interested, you can link to them on the episode description. You can also get a hold of us at mail@reformedforum.org if you want to contact Ryan directly. I believe you can do that through store@reformedforum.org. But thanks for listening, and tola lege, pick up and read.